I think aside from that last point, I think you'd all agree that to hear Igor speak is just Dvarim Hayotzim in Alev. It's so beautiful. Anybody who was on the trip in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
One of the highlights.
For sure.
He made us laugh, he made us cry. It was just special to come here and just to hear him say anything, basically. But to look around the room and to see such a collection of beautiful faces from our shul, from the community, and to be part of Igor's, Paulina's inner circle and close friends is a tremendous chus for myself, for Miriam, and our mishpacha. I think you can all agree that since the coming of the Zilbermans to our community has uplifted every single one of us, and I know the way that he spoke, he gives off the impression that how much they've received from the chevra and from the community, but I think it's a two-way street, and we've been tremendously inspired to see their growth and their warmth and the tremendous lave in terms of their bin adam lachaveru, bin adam lamakom. So I think it's our collective bracha that they should continue to grow and to be an inspiration for us and to see nachas from their children and from the Amish.
Amen.
Thank you. I think it's a very appropriate parsha to discuss the inyan of an Chanukas Habayis. After all, that's what we're here for. That through these Devei Torah, that the coming together of tzaddikim to be machanech this bayis as a home of kedusha, of tahara, of Devei Torah, asifas for dvarim shebekedusha. Try to understand connection to the parsha. And a very interesting question, which learning a little bit about the Sinyan this morning, Yossi Zakatinsky was in the Beis Medrash, and I came over to him. I said, "Yossi, I have a kasha. We talked it out. Very interesting. When we speak about the concept of a bias, we find in the Torah, and when I say Torah, I mean all of Tanakh, the expression when we speak about the Avos HaKadoshim, a base Avraham. There's a lashon like that in the Torah, a base Avraham, base Yaakov, of course." Beis Yitzhak, we don't find any lashon like that. Nowhere in Chazal, nowhere in Tanakh, not a single mention. How come Avram was zeichet to what's called a bias? Yaakov is a bias, but Yitzhak, there's no bias. No such musag like that. What does that tell us about the inyan of a bias? So why is this parasha appropriate this week to be machanach a bias? So I was looking through the parasha, and when we speak about the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we understand Yetzias Mitzrayim as being a zman of the redemption of the Jewish people, a nation which left Mitzrayim. But Geula takes place on many levels, on a personal level, on a communal level, and a national level, which we're all familiar with. On a personal level, Chayv Adon Liris Esasko Kihilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. We come to the Seder, Pesach, and these are all parashas which are dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just enough for a person to see himself as part of the community of this nation called Klal Yisrael, but on an individual level to see, as Igor was explaining, a personal redemption, a redemption for himself, for his family, to be a part of the Kehillah and to grow in the Derech HaBodes Hashem. But underestimated is the inyan of the Geula of Abayas, the concept of Abayas. What's the tzura of a Jewish home? How a home, on the one hand, can look Goyish, and how it can look Yiddish, and what are the ingredients, what creates a Jewish home? The geula from, and the transformation of, a home to becoming a Jewish home. And I say underestimated, because when we take a look at the parsha, I was looking through, how many times does the word bias show up in Parsha's bow? Here's just a few of them. By the Makos, even. Because it talks about the mitzviho. Umalu batecha uvateko lavadecha uvateko mitzrayim. In this pasuk alone, we have three mentions of the word bias. It wasn't just the dismantling of Mitzrayim as a nation, but of the home. What a mitzvi home represents, and how the mitzvi home in the Tuma and everything there within was part of the Shibud on Klal Yisrael. It was Matami the Bate Yisrael. Umolu batecha, ubate kol avadecha, ubate kol mitzrayim. And then when it comes to the Korban Pesach, sela beis avos, sela bayis. The sel was taken by the bayis. It was a din in bayis. V'yimat habayis miyos miseh. Then he takes the shcheni and the kovim el beis over mitzvah sefashos. And then to take the dam and put it on ala mashkuf ve'ala batim. V'hoi hadam lechem la'ois ala batim. That's by Korban Pesach. And chametz tashpisu se'or mibateichem. Se'or le'yimatze bivateichem. There can't be chametz in the home. And Klai Yisrael were instructed, v'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach beisu adavok. Nobody's allowed to leave the home the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. All in all, Rabbi say, believe it or not, 19 mentions of the word bayis in Parshas Bo, more than any other Parshas Torah. Parshas Bo. This is the week of Chinuch HaBayis. Chinuch HaBayis means the transformation of a Goyish home to a Yiddish home. That you walk into a home, and of course, a Vaisai, it's the people who create the home. I mean, this is a beautiful Bayis, Baruch Hashem. It's beautiful to look at inside and out, but it's the people, it's the beautiful people inside this house which are being mechanech this Bayis to be a home which is predicated on Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. 19 times, because there's a Geula which is taking place in this parasha on the Geulas Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael. And in the same way that when a Jewish child is born, the very first chinuch of the child is the Bris Milah, and that was the inauguration of Klai Yisrael on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the sixth parasha, the Bris Milah. The next step after a Bris Milah is that you teach a child Torah Tzivulonu Moshe, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Achad. This is all halacha. And the same thing is true with a bias. Every single bias needs a bris milah. The bris milah is the mezuzah. The bris milah is the oath on the Jewish body, which wherever we go, we remember Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Achad. Just like the mezuzah on the bias. Every time we enter, we leave, we come in contact with the Shem Hashem, with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Achad, as you see right over here. Fills the home with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after the mezuzah is put onto the home, which Baruch Hashem had a schus to put one of the mezuzahs up in the home, they come back and to teach words of the Torah. Torah Tzivulonu Moshe, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. This is the next step in being mechanech habayis in making a Jewish home. Let's speak a little bit about the question we said before. Beis Avram, Beis Yaakov. We even find the musik of Beis Yosef. Why is there no Beis Yitzchak? So perhaps the reason is as follows. Yaakov Avinu grew up in the house of Yitzchak. And then he spent 20 years in the house of Lavan. And the Torah tells us that when he came to Lavan, Vayavo el Beisav, Lavan, he brought Yaakov into his home. We can't even imagine the type of a galus Yaakov, having grown up in the house of Yitzchak, spent 14 years in a base medrash of Shein Ve'ever, and now coming to the house of Lavan? 20 years in the house of Lavan? What type of a gullah set that was? But the inyan is that Yaakov Avinu needed to experience what it means, a base Lavan. And the same thing is true with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef grew up in the house of Yaakov. And then when Yosef came down to Mitzrayim, he came into the house of Potiphar, as the Torah says, Beis Potiphar, Sahamashkim. He came into the house of Potiphar. And then after he emerged from the house of Potiphar, he had to be in the house of Paro, Beis Paro. We find these Lashonos in the Torah. Beis Potiphar, Beis Paro. And Paro says to Yosef, Ata Tihi El Beisi, you're going to be the ruler of my home. So he goes from the house of Yaakov to the house of Potiphar, to the house of Paro. And then he has Menashe. What does he name Menashe? He Nashani Elokim Mikol Amoli or Mikol Beis Avi. The Binyan Mitzrayim caused me to forget what it means, Beis Avi, the house of my father. And what's interesting is that in the encounter with Eishes Potiphar, what saved Yosef HaTzadik from an aver with Eishes Potiphar was that he saw the face of Yaakov. Where did he see the face of Yaakov? In the chalon, in the window, which means Yaakov was part of the house. It wasn't just that he saw Yaakov. Chazal had to say, he saw Yaakov in the window. What that means to say is that he remembered the house of Yaakov. Because what Mitzrayim tried to do is not just to forget your Jewish roots, but to forget the house from where you came from, the Beis Yaakov. And you remember the Beis Yaakov, and that's what saved him. So from the house of Yaakov to the house of Potiphar, to the house of Paro, and to establishing his own home, to which we find in the Torah, when the Shvatim come to Mitzrayim, he brings them into what? The Beis Yosef. Vayuvu Beis Yosef. They come into the house of Yosef. We find more than one mention that even though Yosef is a Mitzrayim, there's a concept called Beis Yosef. There could be a Beis Yosef even though he's in Mitzrayim. Despite all that he saw, he was able to establish a Jewish home. And that's the same thing with Yaakov Avinu. After all was said and done, he spent 20 years in Laban's house. He came down to Mitzrayim. What does the Torah say? In the beginning of Parsha Shmos. Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov Ish Ubeiso Bo'o. Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim with a musig of Abayis. And he left with Abayis. B'tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Mi Amloiv. It wasn't just that Yaakov and his children and Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. This musig called Beis Yaakov was able to leave. And that's who received the Torah. As the Pasuk says, V'yikra Hashem Yilav Min Ahar. And it says, Hashem called out to Moshe from the har. And he said, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov. But so sagi lebnei Yisrael. The Beis Yaakov and Mitzrayim were the ones who were able to receive the word of Hashem on Mount Tarek by Hasina. And the same thing is true with Avram Avinu. By Avram Avinu, he came from the house of Tarach. Because we find such a lashon in the Torah. It says, Lech lecha mi'artzcha, o mi'moladetecha, o mi'beis avicha. There's a concept called the house of Tarach. So even though Avram spent many years in the house of Terach, he was able to establish his own home, to which the Torah calls Beis Avram. There's the Beis Avram, which is formed after Beis Terach. There's the Beis Yaakov, after the Beis Lavan. There's the Beis Yosef, after the house of Beis Potiphar and Beis Para. But Rabbi Yisrael, Yitzhak Avinu, was there ever a galus of Yitzhak into a foreign home? It was never. Never such a musik. Yitzhak was an oida tzmima. He never had to go into galus. He spent all his years in Eretz Yisrael. The only thing that Yitzhak knew was what? The Beis Avram. It's all new. So the Beis Yitzhak is really just the Beis Avram. It's just the Beis Avram the way that Yitzhak did it. But he didn't have any exposure to anything other than the Beis Avram, unlike Yaakov, unlike Avram, unlike Yosef. To which the Torah has to say, no, despite what they went through, they still maintained what's called the Beis Yaakov, the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Avram. What defines a Jewish home? The Torah tells us, the Pasuk tells us, V'haya Beis Yaakov Eish, u'Beis Yosef Lahava. That what defines Beis Yaakov is the Eish. What defines Beis Yosef is the Lahava. What that means is the Eish HaTorah, the warmth, the Eish, the Lahava, the Hislavas, the love, a fire of Kedusha, an Eish Kodesh, something very special, something very warm amongst Chevraya, in Torah, in Avodah, in Yerushalayim. It's interesting to speak about this a lot when it comes to Hanukkah time. That the Torah says, the Pasuk says, V'haya Beis Yaakov Le'esh, Beis Yosef Lahava, Beis Esav Lakash. What destroys what's called Beis Esav is this combination of Beis Yaakov and Beis Yosef. We explain, this is the meaning of Ner Hanukkah. If there's ever a Zman for Chinuch HaBayis, it's Ner Hanukkah. Chanukah is about being Mechanech the Bayis. It's not a din in the Gavra, it's a din in the Bayis. That the Bayis needs a Chinuch. And that Chinuch is through a Ner. It's like we explained many times that the gematria of Yaakov Yosef is Ner Chanukah, 339. Because this combination of Yaakov Yosef, which is what? The Beis Yaakov Eish and the Beis Yosef Lahava, that Eish, that Lahava of Ner Chanukah, is Machanech the Bayis to disintegrate what's called the Beis Esav Lakash. And we need it more than ever in these times that there's such a bombardment upon the Jewish home in Golis that we need to, each person in their own way, Klai Yisrael as a whole, that we're surviving here in the Beis Esav and in the Beis Lavan and in the Beis Potiphar and in the Beis Paro. There's so great influx of different hashpois until Mashiach comes. But it's that Hislavas which fills the home, which allows us to have a maimed to be chazak in this final galus until Mashiach comes. So B'derech Remez, if you take the word bias and you make it a bit miluo, it's gematria Hislavas. Bayis b'milui means to fill the home. Milui doesn't just mean a way of gematria. It means that when you fill something up. So when you fill the home, bayis b'milui, if the home is filled with Kedusha, then you should be margish a hislavas. You should be margish a certain fire, a certain edelkeit, a certain Kedusha. A snesh einenu ukal. That was the symbol of the Geula for Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And although we don't have any mention, like we said before, of a concept of a Beis Yitzchak in the Torah, we do have a dugma of a Beis Yitzchak in this home. Igor is really Yitzchak. You know. And to watch the family and the transformation of, as he describes himself, we don't have to say it, he says it on his own, of where they've come from and where they've come to and where they're going, we all stand here in awe and in appreciation, and we feel a sense of wanting to hold their hands and to come along for the journey, to be a part of the creation of that Beis Yitzchak, because even though Yitzchak Avinu may not have seen a different home, this Yitzchak saw many a home. And to be able to have a home like this, to be machanechit, get off on the right footing, to be madlik and esh, and to say this is the mahalach that we want, that it should be a home of Torah and avoiding with chasanim, we're very proud and very happy to be part of that journey. So this Beis Yitzchak should be, like we said before, an esh and a lahava, and filled with his slavas, the kedusha, we should be zeichet together on bias ke'al tzedek, and here and there. Amen.